listening to Natural Occurrences with Bella Maria, the modern good fairy, only on LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Natural Occurrence Show with Bella and friends. Hope you have a favorite beverage in hand, because I frankly don't know what will come out of this lady's mouth. Now, here's your host, Bella, a spiritual life path guide, loveologist, and a modern good fairy. Oh my.
We're back. So, this is the part two of Natural Occurrences. Welcome back.
What happens when you say ghost sex?
I know. I didn't expect that response. Shut it down, abort.
And my cat's screaming upstairs. It's
Oh my.
Life in 2021.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hello, kitty cat.
He's a good boy. He's old. He's old and a little goofy.
Oh, that's okay. He's probably like, I can't see anything and I need you right now. Poor baby. So I remember right when I was studying loveology, like with Dr. Ava Cadell. And where I was doing that, and I remember you doing these shows about ghost sex. And I was like, what? And I didn't even want to go that route. I was like, what is this woman talking about? But you know what? I've always been intrigued and I'm going to ask. So
ask away. Yes, ghost sex. It's called spectrophilia is the official word for it. Uh-huh. And it's so goofy. I mean, it has been around forever. Human ghost relations, every religion, every belief system, every story, every mythos is, you know, some kind of a heavenly or otherworldly being comes down, has sex with whatever. I mean, honestly, without people are going to freak out sacrilegiously, it's like it's the Jesus story in a sense. You know, God came down with a human and a non-human having intercourse. Most of it, sadly, gets a really bad rap because there is. Oh, the incubus and the succubus, and they come down and they're demons and they take your energy and they do all this. And that does exist. But it doesn't have to be. It's been around in the good way forever. And we are very prudish modern. We are very prudish people. Like sex is still something we don't talk about, even in 2021. No. So this prudish, you've got this sex thing you don't talk about. And then you're going to put this ghost thing on top of it. You're not going to talk about. There's all these people, you know, at home going, oh my God, I'm having these experiences and maybe good ones or bad ones, but they're afraid to say about it because people are going to put them away or think they're crazy or think they're possessed or think they're of the devil.
Yeah.
And that's sad because it sits people home in fear. I started getting into it, working with people because literally my best friend, my old roommate, her husband died young of a cancerous disease, and he came to her in a loving way. He came to her, it was like, oh, that's what their little foreplay was and this spooning thing. And then it was beautiful. And so I started studying it, because then I would also have clients coming in who had the bad side. They're being raped by a ghost or attacked by a spirit or a demon. And so it's like, I have to really learn about this because I don't know. So I became actually considered like an international expert in it. But I think that because when the playing field is this big, you become an expert really
very quickly.
But I've done worldwide international things and shows, and we did a beautiful film actually for the Travel Channel, a movie called Ghostly Lovers. And it was the positive side. It was three or four stories, almost like TV movie, like about one is an older woman and her husband came back, you know, kind of similar to my friend, but she wasn't older. One was this other thing. And it actually has its place. I don't highly recommend it for people as a long-term relationship. You know, talk about geographically undesirable. They don't even live on the same plane. No, you can't take them home for the holidays.
They're on the other side of the veil.
But people have to know it's real. Again, for the bad side of things, how to get rid of it, because this is our realm. They really do have to play by our rules. And people don't know that. So they give away their power, what we were talking about in the first half. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with fear, anger out in the name of whatever you believe it, in God, in Jesus, of your cat, your Louboutin shoes, it doesn't matter. But the good side of a thing, it often happens enough, again, to the deceased lover, the loved one wants those final goodbye. And sometimes also I've experienced somebody maybe who's lost their own sensuality, somebody who might go work with you on things, and they just think they're unattractive and they just have lost that whole side of themselves. A spirit will come in and reawaken it. And reawaken, it's like, oh, wow, I can feel sensual. I can feel sexual. I can feel good again. And I work with those people. And then it's still, you want to move them on to humans once they rediscover it, because it to me, it's a short-term thing. But it's really good that it was brought out for because it's been around forever and ever and ever. And it's just so weird. Because if you don't believe in ghosts, you don't believe in ghosts. But if you believe in ghosts, then you believe, okay, like this is the case. And my mom said, okay, grandma's mother always came to the end of their bed. Or you see the spirit or the angel, you know, holding your hand on the deathbed. If you believe grandma can come to the end of the bed and stroke your hair, why all of a sudden would sex, which is such an integral part of our human experience, be off grounds now? That's, oh no, we don't do that. It's like, if ghosts can do everything else, it's like, they're going to give up sex on the other side. What? You know, it doesn't even make sense. You know, and just like, right, there's good and there's bad. There's consensual and there's non-consensual. And you don't want the bad or the non-consensual kind.
No, absolutely not. Oh, well, I think that's so cool. I think it's good. I think it keeps things open and it allows people to maybe even have
You're flapping out.
I'm here. You're back.
Okay. Spirit, stay with us.
We're good. I'm going to stop talking. You can keep talking.
No, you're doing good.
I think every time I talk, it happens.
I'll
bring down my frequency a little.
It can't be hidden away, because too many people lived in shame and fear about themselves, not about even the experience. So it's really good that, and yes, sorry, sadly, the crazies get all the press. There's a woman in England who gave up men for ghosts and had however many, and then she got engaged to a ghost, and then she wanted to have a ghost baby. And I'm like, well, that's really not what this is or about. And it's like, okay, the crazies come out. And then I can't tell you how many people, I want to have sex with a ghost. It's a whole fetish thing about it. But I'm not going to BuzzFeed girls. They wanted to do a thing. And here's what you say. Here's what you do. Here's this. Go into a meditative state. Say these chants. And like one got a little bit of something on her hand, tingly, and the other one not. I go, okay, one was gay and one was straight. So great. That's fine. But I go, what did you guys wear to bed? And they're both sweats. It's like, really? So that you were looking for a good time? Were you really wanting? You wanted to wear, you know, your worst sweats to bed? Maybe you weren't really looking for that. Because the other word for spectrophilia, again, it's if you go to the dictionary, spectrophilia, human ghost sex, and it's also self-masturbation in a mirror. It means the same. That's a different version of it, but it means the same thing. Very self.
Yeah, shadow. I guess same thing that in the shadow form, right?
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. I think they're just kind of two different meanings. Some people just aren't going to believe in ghosts, so it's masturbation in front of a mirror. Which that exists.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so go sex 101. And I hear, I've never had it. I guess I've always had a good enough sex life in this realm, but I hear it's amazing.
Really?
Everybody, I'm on the good side of things, the bad side of things. I hear sensationally sensorial, because you're not even just limited by skin in the human body. I mean, penetration exists, but it's penetration of the whole spirit.
Yeah, so. The energy. The energy, really. Well, we have 5 minutes.
Okay.
Is there anything that you want people to know about? Are you going to be talking about your new upcoming project? I know you've announced it already.
I don't even know which project that is. I have so many.
Well, we have an app that you're going to be starting.
Oh, Paraflex. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I have a TV network. Oh, my God. There's so many, my little brain is spinning, Belle. You have no idea.
No, okay, I've
got
it,
anything over here. I've got the podcast over here. I've got all these guest appearances over here. Oh, yeah. And I'm starting a TV network.
You did. Paraflex. And I'm so happy for you. I'm so excited. Yeah. This is kind of like going to be like I told you. I mean, it's going to be an awesome experience. Tell everybody about it.
It's going to be a streaming video, as is the world. Just like now, there's Peacock for NBC4. There's the new Discovery that just launched all 16 Discovery stations. Are all on one. You get to watch them whenever you want. It's the new way that everybody does television stuff. So ours is called Paraflix. It's a streaming on demand, and it's going to be all paranormal and spiritual. And we'll have some horror. We'll have all sorts of kind of left of center. So it'll be a cross between, you know, what the paranormal side of Discovery and what Gaia.com, but Gaia.com is not going to go into the horror and the scare and the ghost.
Yeah,
stuff.
They do.
So yeah, Paraflix, you guys check it out. Paraflix.com. We're looking for content.
Okay. So what is it? Paraflix.com?
Mm-hmm, Paraflix.com. We also have a Facebook page. Paraflixx.com. We are looking for films, short films, TV shows. Again, we want to be the independent kid that really creates family. We can't compete with Amazon and Netflix and Discovery because we're this big. But we want to be that independent who puts the little guy on top. And I think actually we're paying more per view than awesome. Netflix and stuff for people. You know, it's going to be volume when we get there. So all our apps, we are collecting content right now. So if anybody has good stuff that fits in paranormal, spiritual, magical, alien, go for it.
Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
You know, go to paraflix.com, submit your stuff. We want to see if we want good stuff, but we want.
You know what I miss? I miss the one, there was a show that they would go to haunted mines. That was a really fun one.
I don't know that one, but haunted mines are fun.
Yeah, I've so many haunted mines. I mean, they're so much fun.
because we live in California, we don't have a lot of old stuff. When you go back east, you can go in old buildings. Here, it's like, oh, it's 100. It's ancient. My house is 100. It's ancient. But so here, when we do the Paracons, you go to Virginia City or Nevada City. I've gone to Butte, Montana. So that's as old as you get. And those are high towns. They're high energy.
Crazy things. I went to Virginia City. I loved it. It was my first and my last experience because I haven't gone. But the Washu Bar was intense. Oh, Ghost Adventures was there. I had no idea I was going into a haunted.
In May we actually did Paracon. It was supposed to be in March. We canceled it because of COVID. We decided to do it in May when there was a thing, and we did it safe and everything. I did two seances around that suicide table at the club.
That's so cool.
It was awesome. But mining towns, haunted mines, mining, the energy because of the gold, the silver, the copper, whatever they're mining, causes this vibration. And then the tunneling or the pits, whatever it is. So mining towns are like battery charged.
Yeah, it was a really cool experience. And I remember watching like this, the whole mining thing. It was on like regular network channel. I think it was very, it was so fun. And I always enjoyed watching it. And then I stopped and I was like, no.
It's probably on the new Discovery app. I think they've got every show for all 16 of their stations.
That is so cool. I can't wait. I know I started seeing the advertisements, but thank you so much for having me. We're going to be having to end our show. And I loved having you on as my first guest. You were kind of, you know, you've been such an amazing, you're just a good person. And you've treated me so well, and you're a good friend.
Thank you. I love you, my friend. And I congratulations on this show. I wish you the best. You're going to do great with it. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Natural Occurrences with Bella Maria, the Modern Good Fairy, only on LA Talk Radio.